Ukraine's military says it shot down 18 missiles launched at the capital on Monday night. Officials say the attacks were exceptional and involved cruise and ballistic missiles as well as drones. People have been urged to remain indoors or in bomb shelters.
We heard it all. Even our windows shook. But thank God there were no missiles in our area.
My friends, my classmates and I, we heard it all. They were all worried, and one of my classmates' houses got hit. I think it's terrible.
We're going to cross live to Lviv. Natasha Butler is joining us from there. What more do we know about these attacks on Kyiv?
Yeah, very difficult night for people in Kyiv, as you heard there. This wave of Russian attacks, drones and missiles, including, we understand, hypersonic missiles. Ukrainian defense officials say that most of these drones and missiles were intercepted by Ukrainian air defense systems. So what we have is a situation in which we understand that there were no casualties, there were no people injured, at least not as far as we know, but there was some damage in terms of some building, particularly as debris was falling down. And that is why people were told to continue to take a shelter until the situation calmed down. Now, these attacks by Russia have intensified since the beginning of the month, and they came just a few hours after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived back in Ukraine. He had spent the last few days in Europe speaking to Western leaders there as he aims to shore up more weapons for Ukraine and more support ahead of a highly anticipated counter-offensive. Of course, we don't know when that counter-offensive will take place. We don't know where it will take place, but there is no doubt the Ukrainian forces are preparing. They say that they still need weapons, and there's a lot of pressure on Ukrainian forces. They have exceeded expectations since this invasion began last year, of course, but the reality is that few people believe that this counter-offensive will be Ukraine's last or will in any way end the war.
Natasha Butler in Lviv. Natasha, thank you.